World Sport from the BBC with me, John Myers. New Zealand will face France in the final of Rugby Union's World Cup. The tournament hosts beat Australia by 20-6 to the delight of a sell-out crowd in Auckland. Our correspondent, Ian Robertson, wasn't quite so impressed.
The All Blacks reached the final of the World Cup for the first time in 16 years, but they failed to produce a performance worthy of their ranking as the best team in the world. They controlled the forward battle, and they did score the only try of the match early in the first half. But they only flattered to deceive. The rest of the game was dominated by goal kicking. All Blacks scrum half Piri Wipu had a 50% record. He kicked two penalties in each half. He missed with four other kicks at goal. Australia struggled. They lacked possession and a cutting edge. Their only points. Australia struggled. They lacked possession and a cutting edge. Their only points came from a James O'Connor penalty and a Quade Cooper drop goal. Next Sunday, the World Cup final will be between New Zealand and France.
Sebastian Vettel has won the Korean Grand Prix to secure Red Bull's second successive Formula One Constructors' Championship. The German, who clinched his second driver's title in a row in Japan last weekend, took the lead from McLaren's Lewis Hamilton on the opening lap. Hamilton held on for second ahead of Mark Webber and Jenson Button. Casey Stoner has celebrated his 26th birthday by clinching the MotoGP world title with victory in the Australian Grand Prix. Stoner only needed to finish in the top six after his rival Jorge Lorenzo suffered a serious accident during practice. The Spaniard was rushed to a Melbourne hospital for emergency plastic surgery to have the top part of his finger reattached after it was severed during the crash. Stoner was very keen to wish his rival a speedy recovery.
You know, I went to spoke with Jorge, and you know, he's in a good way and in a good state. But you know, my thoughts go out to him, you know, during today, and see how this operation goes. Hopefully everything goes well, and we'll see him back in Malaysia. But you know, for us, you know, it's not you know, lucky thing that sort of thing happened. I think it was going to be very difficult to win the championship today if Jorge was racing. So we just needed to make sure we went out there and won this race. We knew we only needed to finish in the top six, but I wanted to win this one, and we bring it home with the win, the world championship, everything all in one day. It was really, really nice.
Tennis now. Andy Murray has retained his Shanghai Masters title after beating David Ferrer of Spain 7-5, 6-4. The victory means Murray will replace Roger Federer as number 3 in the world rankings. In the English Premier League, West Bromwich Albion have beaten Wolverhampton Wanderers 2-0. Meanwhile, Arsenal are in action at home to Sunderland, and there's been an early goal.
Jovinho down the left-hand side, Van Persie in the penalty area, chance for Arsenal, and he scores! Arsenal take the lead inside 32 seconds, and Robin Van Persie in the right place at the right time to fire them ahead.
It remains Arsenal 1, Sunderland 0. Second half commentary on Newcastle's game with Tottenham in Sunday Spurs World from